All of this week, we're going to be talking green hydrogen. It's Global African Green Hydrogen, and I'm speaking with William Shilumba, the commercial manager at DMG Events, to discuss the upcoming Global African Green Hydrogen Summit taking place from the 9th to the 11th of September this year. So exciting times. There's certainly been a lot of major conferences and seminars taking place here in Windhoek. William, what makes the Global African Green Hydrogen Summit an interesting one for people to attend?
Thank you, Gary. Thank you for having me. So, yes, you're right. We did have a number of strategic conferences this year, especially in the energy sector. But what makes the Global African Hydrogen Summit a unique platform is that we're focusing on renewable and sustainability, a new resource of energy, which is hydrogen and renewables. That's the focus of the event. And obviously, with our platform, we bring over 20 plus ministers, deputy ministers from all over the world, not just Africa. So as a meeting place for Africa's hydrogen ambition, Namibia is really taking a lead in the hydrogen space. And this platform is very unique because Namibia itself has taken a lead with hydrogen and developments within Africa. So it's those two things that we bring the international global hydrogen and renewables community to Namibia, and that this event is actually hosted in Namibia, because Namibia is, becomes a leader, in fact, in the green hydrogen space with the different projects that we have. Doris Green Hydrogen Village, High Iron, Hyphen, and Twinergy. So that's something that the world always wants to come have a look at to see how they can implement this in their own countries. So that's what makes this platform unique.
So William, you've already mentioned there'll be all sorts of dignitaries coming in, typically government leaders, but also investors and perhaps industry leaders as well. Just give us a sense of who's coming that can teach us something. It's cool that they come here and look at what we're doing, but we are still in a very early stage of this space.
Yes.
Are there world examples that will be arriving in Namibia to come and tell us how they got it right?
Yes. Look, we have a number of dignitaries, obviously ministerial attending, but best of all, we do have technologists and service providers like Dikema, who are hosting masterclasses, as well as GIZ and European Investment Bank, that will be hosting a number of masterclass passes. So last year we had about two masterclasses or sessions in the first day. This year we actually have four masterclasses because the demand was so high. And the purpose for the masterclasses is for us to actually learn technical factors on how different aspects of these type of projects are put together. So some of the professionals that you would be able to see at the summit, representatives from Dikema, that's from Germany, European Investment Bank, as well as Rest for Africa. I mean, we also have people coming from different companies that supply and provide different products to the industry. Air Products and Toyota would be also displaying the hydrogen car. You'd be happy to know, and this is the first time I'm actually announcing it on air. So that'll be a very, very good showcase and demonstration that we'll have, and then we'll be able to actually show us one of the end users, in fact.
All right. I mean, let's talk about those end uses. The Green Hydrogen Initiative, so to speak, has taken a paneling from many economists.
Yes.
Who felt that the industry is a folly, that the offtake market doesn't exist, that the high capital expenditure required to start it doesn't work, and that the economics are just wrong. Clearly, you guys don't believe that. Tell us a little bit about how the summit goes some way to addressing the broader scope of this renewable space, and more specifically, how generating green hydrogen in country can lead to positive outcomes.
So in a broader scope, we also have, we're also fortunate to have a Namibia Green Hydrogen Program, who actually plans strategies for Namibia. And one of those great strategies is actually in-country use of hydrogen, where we can actually create derivatives. And this will actually industrialize some of the sectors. For example, we're seeing this with High Iron, where they're not exporting green molecules. They're actually using it in-country to make green iron, which they're going to export to make green steel for manufacturing of cars. Now, I think that is a very, very good approach. Internationally, I mean, the export, the logistics, yes, you're right. Economists are very skeptical over the pricing when you do have to actually transfer these or transport these molecules. But when you actually look at industrializing in-country, creating a green industry and adding value, you can actually create more jobs in-country where you are in Namibia. Because, I mean, look, like the solar industry, solar panels 20 years ago were very, very expensive. Now you look today, almost every house in a rural area some sort of a solar system. And like, we feel the same is going to happen with hydrogen. It's just a matter of time. Prices always go down, and the end use is always domestic. I mean, the end use is everywhere. Everywhere where you see petroleum actually being used is the same industries where you'd actually expect hydrogen to be used. The only difference with hydrogen is that it's a clean fuel, doesn't emit any CO2. We're actually saving the earth through trying to push for this new type of fuel. Not disregarding anything about the oil and gas sector, but where Namibia also showing a lot of uniqueness is that we have a very, very good energy mix where we can actually take advantage of our recent oil discoveries, and as well as take advantage of this global phenomenon where we're expecting or receiving a lot of funding to actually create a green industry to export some green products. And this is all to industrialize and benefit Africa.
All right. William, I'm also cognizant of the fact that your job is to develop an event and make the event happen. Just give us an idea with a summit like this. You've mentioned a couple of extra masterclasses. How does this position Namibia as a leader in this space?
Namibia is actually taking a lead in Africa with green hydrogen pilot projects. Bringing the whole world here to see what we've done is actually phenomenal. The demand really is for people to come and see Namibia. As we are hosting this event, there's a large, large tourism aspect also that's attached to this, I mean, through the MICE activities. So it's very significant for Namibia. Namibia is a leader right now in Africa, if you must know, and something that Namibians must be proud of. We have pilot projects that have employed more than 100 youth, like I definitely testify. I've also seen pilots myself. And we can only expect more pilot projects that are going to create more jobs and for the world to see. Like I said, we have delegates coming from Japan, Germany, America. So that's why this platform is also very unique. It also attracts a lot of investment into the sector, most importantly, because, I mean, without investment, we cannot actually even establish or develop anything. And after development, I mean, then we create jobs. And then hopefully these projects do expand to a certain industrial level where we can actually have a commercial viability.
All right. William, obviously quite a focused summit. I mean, if we spoke about the energy sector and then the renewable energy sector and then the green hydrogen element of the renewable energy sector, it's obviously quite narrow. Typically, these sorts of sectors require intersectorial investment and cooperation. And summits like this will bring both converts and skeptics together. How do you go about making sure that as these other developing economies around us, like the mining sector, like the oil and gas sector, which clearly seems to be also going full steam ahead, also sees some sort of tie-in with what's happening in this particular part of the energy sector?
So what was interesting is that when we were doing stakeholder mapping, there were a lot of industry stakeholders, for example, in logistics, engineering, financing, who didn't know how to fit into the value chain. Part of what we are doing is localization and stakeholder mapping. For example, with logistics, when Hyphen, for example, starts to develop their site, they're going to bring in so many wind turbines as well, electrolysis machines. So now tell me, we cannot also import trucks to carry these equipment to site. So there are a lot of industries that can actually benefit when it comes from the transport sector, engineering, EPCs, setting up these plants, when it comes to actually de-risking, when it comes to insurance, as well as training and development. So when you speak about the intersectorial involvement, hydrogen sector is not exempted. For example, we also saw an announcement recently from Broadband Mining and HiiON, who will be working together to actually create a green steel industry through the production of green steel, which will be mined from Namibian ore mining sites. This is a good collaboration that we now see between the hydrogen sector and the mining sector. And this is only one of many that we'll probably see in the future, which is one of those initiatives.
Okay, William, is it open to the public? Can people come along? There's a high degree of interest in this developing sector. How do people get involved in the summit?
So we obviously have delegate passes that we have been marketing throughout the year. Our rates are on the website. We have international rates and we also have Namibian rates. For anyone who's interested in the Namibian rates, you can email us. Our details are on the website. And we have also a few initiatives that we have made available, especially for youth. We, through our partnership with SASCOP, Namibia Youth Energy Forum, and Namibia Green Hydrogen Program, we've also availed 100 passes for students and youth participants. So those are the different avenues that we have for attendance at this year's Namibia Global African Hydrogen Summit.
All right, brilliant. William, all the best with the final organizations. It's, these things always become easy a year out and then suddenly a week out, there's a lot that goes on. So all the best with the final arrangements, and we'll certainly be checking in afterwards to hear the good stories that come out of when the world comes to meet.
Thank you, Gary, and I hope to see you there as well. Hey.
Thank you, William. That is William Shilamba, the General Commercial Manager at DMG Events, talking about the upcoming Global African Green Hydrogen Summit taking place from the 9th to 11th of September.